This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Pam, she's listening on the web in Due West, South Carolina. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Hank. So glad to talk to you. I just discovered your ministry about 4 or 5 months ago, and I have learned so much. But one question on Proverbs 27, verse 14, where it says, a blessing given loudly and cheerfully in the morning. Why is that considered a curse? I don't understand that verse.
Yeah, remember that Proverbs are truisms. They're generally true. And what is being communicated in Proverbs at this point by Solomon is that if a man loudly, and the emphasis there is on the word loudly, blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. Well, why would that be? Well, think about it. Timing, we might say, is everything. The wrong time for a wonderful action is still a woeful thing. You don't want to curse someone loudly, nor do you want to bless someone loudly, particularly if it's early in the morning.
You're not speaking in like it's blessing as a curse, right?
No. I'm saying either case, if you're doing something loudly in the morning, it's going to be taken as a curse. And I think this is related to what you read in Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh. There's a time for everything. All of that, of course, has to be contextualized. You can, for example, lie, but only if it's a greater good. In other words, Rahab purposed to lie to save the Israelites from certain destruction. So the greater good was the saving of life. So there's a time for everything. If you do something at the wrong time, it still will be considered a curse. That's the point.
Okay. All right. I just didn't understand that, but you've cleared it up for me. And may God continue blessing you. I really appreciate and love listening to you.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate your call. And what's probably going on as well, is there some reason to suspect the motive here? It's probably a hypocrite, someone going to great lengths to create the impression of friendship when in reality there's no real friendship intended. There's a lot we can read into the possible meaning of that proverb.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.